Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, when we travel abroad, we may not just pack our swimming togs, but also some common assumptions. The main one being that everyone loves the Irish. Soon as they hear our accent, people will light up with joy. But is that necessarily always the case? Melanie May is a travel writer and presenter of Talk Travel on Dublin City FM. Afternoon, Melanie.
Hello, afternoon, good afternoon.
We'll start off with the positive, I suppose. What parts of the world, in your experience, have you got the best response when people hear your accent?
Well, usually it's the States. As soon as you say that you're Irish, the overall majority of people are like, oh, I love Ireland, I love the Irish, my great-grandparents are Irish. So you always get more or less a favourable response when you go to the United States. And also,
does that vary on what part of the United States you're in? Because on the East Coast and maybe the West Coast, certain parts of, they'd know what the accent is. I've like been to the States and people have been convinced I was Australian. Because you speak English and you don't sound like us.
And I guess if they recognise the accent, yeah. But if they ask you where you're from and you say Ireland, across the board, across nearly all parts of the States where I've been, it's been like, oh, I love Ireland, or at least they know a little bit about the country.
Yeah, yeah. And even if that's a generally positive response, I assume there's like a set of cliches click into their heads immediately.
Oh, absolutely. Probably that, you know, the lands of saints and scholars, that we're all poets, that we're all wistful, that, you know, we have leprechauns in our gardens. I don't know. I guess an awful lot of it does come from the movies and the music that they associate with Ireland.
Yeah, I've lost count of the amount of Americans I've interviewed, and like Harvard professors who feel the need to crowbar Guinness into the conversation, as if I'd be delighted that they mentioned that, as if, you know, obviously there's a drip of it straight into my veins as we speak. But Australia, I assume people are very familiar with Irish people there.
Yeah, in Australia, I think people are very familiar with Irish people there. And I think they respond to us positively because we're quite similar. You know, we do the same things. We like to work hard and then we like to party hard. There's no shame, you know, in when we're all out drinking. And there's quite similar culture there. And I think that's why we get such a positive reaction in Australia when we go. We're also, like, most of us are contributing to society, you know, we're helping with the economy. And that's why I think we're also viewed quite favourably over there.
Yeah, though I suppose the difference, because it used to be the States was full of Irish people. Now Australia is full of Irish people. So it's certainly not a novelty for Australians.
Not anymore. No, exactly.
Yeah. Could you kind of, you know, if someone was travelling as a tourist to Australia, is it a disadvantageous if you run into a load of Irish people?
I mean, it depends. I guess if you're most of the locals, I think, see us quite favourably. For me, though, when I was over there, I was actually nearly embarrassed to be associated with being Irish or with the Irish, because it was just at the time now when I was there, there was just so many of us there. It always felt there was like a mob of Irish people around and we were always sticking together. So there was a certain bit of I was just kind of trying to get away from that a little bit, just so I wouldn't be seen as so cliched or associated with any of that bad behaviour if there was any bad behaviour going on.
Yeah. I assume also you've been to parts of the world where people have said, where are you from? You said Ireland, and they go, where exactly is that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. So when I was in Japan, I had two people who the only association they had with Ireland was that if they said rain, they had no other references for the country, but at least they knew where it was. But when I was in Argentina, actually, I was in a small town called Bariloche, and I was there and I was in a market and we got talking and I was trying to tell the guy where I was and he had absolutely no clue where Ireland was. I thought it was my accent because he kept saying Holland, and I was like, no, Ireland. And there was no reference point to it whatsoever, other than it's near England.
Yeah, I've experienced that too. Yeah, England and, you know, just beside it kind of thing. There's a place just beside it. Then again, I met English people who didn't know where Ireland was, in fairness. So what parts of the world, Melanie, has the reception to your accent or the discovery of your nationality been not so positive?
So actually have an example from when I was in Bolivia. Now, this is kind of, this is the vibe I got when I was traveling through the whole of South America. And I was out, I was in a bar, and I was just got chatting to the bar owner. And it was a very messy night. You know, there was a lot of drinks we had, big parties going on. And I just, we were chatting, and I just said to him, and who's the worst, as in what nationality is the worst? And he said, the Irish. He said, the locals really don't like the Irish. They just come in, they get really, really wasted, and then they just tear through the town, and then off they go. So it was more that feeling of they're only here for one reason. They're only here to party. Because after he said that, he was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, South Africa. Even though I don't have an accent that sounds like South African. But I was really embarrassed. And I was really shocked because up until that point, I think I had that mentality that a lot of Irish people have. That is, everybody loves us. We're the best fans in the world. We're the best tourists in the world. And that was the first time that actually I'd met some locals and they went, absolutely not. The Irish have the worst reputation in this part. And I kind of got that vibe through the whole of South America when I was traveling, that certainly in that region, we don't come with the best reputation as tourists.
Oh, and is there, do a lot of Irish visit South American countries? And I assume it says tourists.
Yeah, they're mainly backpackers. It's a huge destination for backpacking. I met so many Irish people when I was traveling around there. If you're not backpacking through Asia, you're backpacking through South America. And there's a very established backpacking trail there. So an awful lot of Irish people would actually go away there on their gap year or their year off or however long they're traveling for.
Okay. And would there be kind of established places they tend to go where they can get absolutely trolleyed and wreck the place?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a well-known, like Bolivia, Peru, Colombia. There's books, there's stuff online now about where you can go and get absolutely wasted, trolleyed with illegal substances if you choose as well. And I think what I kind of feel is that when it's unrestricted to Irish people, an awful lot of people, when they're traveling, it's very hard to rein yourself in or to limit yourself or to know when enough is enough. This is the vibe I was picking up off the locals in Bolivia when I was talking to them, is that we just go hell for leather.
Gosh. Now, of course, the same thing, that image, it depends on the local culture, because I suppose if you go to Australia and you do something similar, the Australians shrug and say, well, we do the same.
Exactly.
Only for it's a Tuesday. So you can see how there might be. So, but are there, like, have you encountered perceptions of what Irish people are like outside of the way they act when they visit our country?
Well, I think there's a sense that we're fun. I think an awful lot of people say, great sense of humour. And I don't know if that means that we're great at telling jokes or if that we can just laugh at ourselves or we make fun of things or we make light of things when we're away. That would be what I think an awful lot of people have assumed of me when I'm traveling as well. Mm. Or that we're just up for a good time. But again, it depends where you're going, because that up for a good time doesn't translate very well where I was in South America. Because, you know, being up for a good time in places like that is often at the detriment of the local.
Yeah.
You know, we're going over there taking advantage of things that have, or let's call it the drugs, that have absolutely decimated local families, businesses. There's a chokehold with gangs over there, and we're just rocking in going, you know, I'll have it all. Let me, you know, take as much as I can. And then we just leave the locals as they were.
Yeah. Melanie, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Melanie May there, travel writer and presenter of Talk Travel on Dublin City FM. Yeah, fair few comments kind of agreeing pretty much with what Melanie is saying. I travel to Kansas a lot for work. I often get that, what part of Australia are you from? I can't comprehend how they hear the same thing. I don't get it either, but maybe they're more familiar with Australia than they are with Ireland, I suppose. When I worked in a pub in Rome, I hated when the Irish came in. They'd always got too drunk and messy. My boss hated them too. We are not as loved as we think. An Aussie once told my son that they view the Irish as we view the Yanks. I'll leave it at that. Oh, crikey. When I was in New York, I met a guy in a bar who thought Ireland was in upstate New York. Well, there probably is a town called Ireland in upstate New York. Just back from Berlin, When ordering a coffee in a lovely cafe, the person making it asked me where I was from. I said Ireland, and he thanked me for Ireland recognising Palestine, says Anya. That's interesting, given that it's in Berlin, where I suppose attitudes towards it, well, I suppose like most parts of the world, are rather fraught as to what's happening in Gaza at the moment. Joe says, funny she said that about Argentina, sixth on the list of countries with Irish heritage. That's true. Recoleta Cemetery in Buenos Aires is full of Irish names. Most people I know in Buenos Aires have a good knowledge of Ireland. And someone else points out, quite correctly, sure, we could say the same thing about the English or Americans in Temple Bar. When you go to those drinking holes, you're gonna get sloshed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.